Ed is come from France to view this land and frolic with his friends. To some perhaps my name is odious, but such as love me, guard me from their tongues, and let them know that I am Machiavel, and weigh not men, and therefore not men's words. Admired I am of those that hate me most, though some speak openly against my books, yet they will read me, and thereby attain to Peter's chair, and, when they cast me off, are poisoned by my climbing followers. I count religion but a childish toy, and I hold there is no sin but ignorance. Birds of the air will tell of murders past. I am ashamed to hear such fooleries. He will talk of title to a crown. What right had Caesar to the empery? Might first made kings, and laws were then most sure, when, like Draco's, they were writ in blood. Hence it comes that a strong-built citadel commands much more than letters can import, which maxim had, Phalaris observed, had never bellowed in a brazen bull of one's great envy. Oh, the poor petty wits, let me be envied and not pitied. But whither am I bound? I come not, I, to read a lecture here in Britain, but to present the tragedy of a Jew, who smiles to see how full his bags are crammed, which money was not got without my means. I crave but this, grace him as he deserves, and let him not be entertained the worse because he favors me. Act 1. Barabbas, discovered in his counting house, with heaps of gold before him. Now in the voice of Barabbas, so that of thus much that return was made, and of the third part of the Persian ships, there was the ventured sum and satisfied. As for those Samnites and the men of Uz, that bought my Spanish oils and wines of Greece, here I have pursed their paltry silverings. Fie, what a trouble 'tis to count this trash. Well fare to the Arabians, who so richly pay the things they traffic for with wedge of gold, whereof a man may easily in a day tell that which may maintain him all his life. The needy groom, that never fingered groat, who would make a miracle of thus much coin? But he whose steel barred coffers are crammed full, and all his lifetime hath been tired, wearying his fingers' ends with telling it, would in his age be loath to labor so, and for a pound to sweat himself to death. Give me the merchants of the Indian mines, that trade in metal of the purest mold, the wealthy Moor, that in the eastern rocks without control can pick his riches up, and in the house heap pearl like pebble stones, receive them free, and sell them by the weight, bags of fiery opals, sapphires, amethysts, jacinths, hard topaz, grass-green emeralds, beauteous rubies, sparkling diamonds, and seldseen costly stones of so great price as one of them, indifferently rated, and of a carat of this quantity, may serve, in peril of calamity, to ransom great kings from captivity. This is the ware wherein consists my wealth, and thus methinks should men of judgment fame their means of traffic from that vulgar trade, and, as their wealth increaseth, so enclose infinite riches in a little room. But now how stands the wind? And to what corner peers my halkin's bill? Ha! To the east? Yes. See how stand the vanes east and by south. Why, then, I hope my ships I sent for Egypt and the bordering isles are gotten up by Nilus' winding banks. Mine argosy from Alexandria, loaden with spice and silks, now under sail, are smoothly gliding down by Candy Shore to Malta, through our Mediterranean Sea. But who comes here? Enter a merchant. How now? The voice of the merchant. Barabbas, thy ships are safe, riding into Malta Road, and all the merchants with the other merchandise are safe arrived, and have sent me to know whether yourself will come and custom them. Barabbas replied, the ships are safe, thou sayest, and richly fraught? The merchant then said, they are. Barabbas said, why, then go bid them come ashore, and bring with them their bills of entry. I hope our credit in the custom house will serve us well, as I were present there.